The indoor life during winter is what keeps you warm, but it also cuts down on your physical activity, and that in turn increases the number that you see pop up on that bathroom scale that you're trying to avoid standing on. But nevertheless, it's no different for your pet. Even though too many think a photo of a very large cat might be cute, obesity in pets is just as big a health risk as it is for humans. My next guest joins us with tips on how to help your dog or cat lose some of the winter weight they picked up. He's an emergency medicine veterinarian with Blue Pearl Veterinary Partners, Dr. David Wohlstatter. Good morning, doctor.
Good morning.
BluePearlVet.com. Learn more about the services in New York City and the region offered by Blue Pearl Veterinary Partners. And as far as pet obesity, doctor, just how common of a problem is that now?
Well, according to the Association for Pet Obesity Prevention, about 54% of America's pets are overweight or obese.
And I mean, it's tough to tell generally because every breed has its specific natural weight and size. But just as a general overall view, what should someone look for in their dog or cat that would help them arrive at the conclusion, other than an obvious visual, that some of my pets, by definition, obese?
That's a good question. Always, you know, involve your veterinarian if you're concerned that your pet may be gaining weight or losing weight, for that matter. It could be a sign of disease, so it's always important to get your veterinarian involved. And pets, you know, cats and dogs do come in all shapes and sizes. So one of the things we use is more of a body condition score, which is kind of a subjective assessment of body fat. Takes frame size into consideration, independent of a dog's weight. So we like to see, if you look at your dog or your cat from above, you should see a waist. If you look from them from the side, you should see an abdominal tuck. And you should be able to kind of slide your hands over their ribs and, without pressing too hard, feel ribs.
Someone told me one time if a cat has difficulty jumping at their typical high spot, that means they're progressively getting heavy, and that's a warning sign.
I suppose that could be, but it could also be an indication that maybe they're getting some osteoarthritis, which in itself can cause decreased activity and weight loss. So that'd be something that you definitely want to, you know, talk to your vet about.
Now, we all know what the health ramifications are for obesity in humans. Are those the same risks that animals suffer when they get obese?
Yeah, animals can definitely have a decreased life expectancy, you know, when they get obese, and can have similar health problems to what humans have when they're obese.
Do people make a common mistake that animals only eat when they're hungry and excessively feed through that ignorance, thinking, well, I'll put more out because, you know, or maybe they'll buy one of those automatic feeders, and that way, hands off, if Fido's hungry or the feline or the furball wants to feed, it's there when they want it. If not, then it's not going to be a problem. Or do animals see it and automatically decide, oh, it's there, I'm now going to eat it?
Yeah, no, people do make that mistake, and this is another instance where it is important to get your veterinarian involved, because depending on your pet's activity level, their age, their other medical conditions, and what food they're feeding, they're going to need a certain amount of food, and you don't want to necessarily give them too much, and you don't want to restrict them too much because you don't want to deprive them of other nutrients they need. But generally, you know, if you put food out, most pets will eat too much. So it's a good idea to talk to your vet and, you know how much food your dog needs to maintain their ideal body weight and activity level.
So with Dr. David Wohlstatter, who is emergency medicine veterinarian with the Blue Pearl Veterinary Partners, BluePearlVet.com on the web, and you are listening to Issues and Ideas. So once someone, a pet owner, has determined the problem, obviously, you want to lose weight, exercise. It's not like you can put the dog or cat on a treadmill. What are some common sense ideas now that the snowpack is melting, where you can start to see, albeit brown, but still grass, and we can start thinking about outdoor stuff to do now?
Right. So you could, you know, take your dog on longer walks. You can take your dog running if you like to do that. You know, people oftentimes have their own weight loss goals this time of year, too, and it's a great opportunity for you to get out with your pet and, you know, exercise together. Even during the winter, there are some indoor places you can check out, that, you know, places like agility clubs, or there are also indoor facilities that have swimming for dogs. That might be something you consider during the colder months.
So where because we're suckers for our pets. They put those big dewy eye look on us, and we just say, okay, you want something, let me give it to you. Instead of giving food when a cat or a dog comes begging or scratching for something, I read somewhere to just make sure the water dish is full, and they equate the action, not necessarily what the content of the bowl is, just you give them water instead of food.
I don't know about just giving them water instead of food, but one of the things that I do myself and that I do recommend to other pet owners is you can just take their normal kibble. So if you know your dog is supposed to get 2 cups per day, maybe take 1/4 of that and, you know, put it in a special dish or a treat jar. So then, you know, when your pet does want a treat or you want to give them a treat, you just go to that treat jar and give them a piece of their kibble. And that way you've already subtracted it from, you know, what they're supposed to get throughout the day, and they're still getting a treat, and they do still appreciate it as if, you know, it is a treat.
And that way you're not overfeeding them through, because a lot of people don't count the treats that they buy in addition to the food as additional food.
Yep, absolutely.
And if you haven't been down a pet aisle lately, there's a lot of treats you can buy your pets these days.
Yep, and there are some weight loss treats, too, and that's another thing to, you know, discuss with your veterinarian, because then you would potentially have to also adjust the amount of food you're feeding them based on the amount of treats and the type of treat you're feeding them.
Now, this is obviously the change of seasons, and maybe in some cases, too, might be an increase versus normal activity, since a pet maybe for the first time has hit the obesity situation. So is it also common sense, much like if a human is going to start working out for the first time, to work slow and then gradually build your pet up to some sort of, I mean, not triathlon routine, but a respectable routine?
No, that's absolutely true. If you have a dog that's been, you know, sitting inside most of the time during the winter, you don't want to take them, you know, for a 5-mile run right away if they're not conditioned to do so. They're going to be more predisposed to, you know, having things like heat exhaustion. And another thing to consider is the type of dog you have. Let's say if you have a dog like a bulldog or another dog with what we call brachycephalic breeds, with a smashed, you know, sort of nose and muzzle, those dogs may be more predisposed to having heat exhaustion. So that's another thing you want to, you know, talk to your vet about before you just go ahead and do. But it's a good point to note that you don't want to just, you know, take them out the first day. You know, you have to build up a condition.
Wrapping up our time with Dr. David Wohlstatter, who is the emergency medicine veterinary, Blue Pearl Veterinary Partners. On the web is bluepearlvet.com. You're listening to Issues and Ideas. If it's an older pet, is it more wise just to worry about the cardio versus the physical? For example, with a dog, you can maybe do a tug of war with an old sock you don't care about, and cats are a wide selection of interactive toys for cats that you can at least get their heart rate up and work with an older pet that way. Is that a little more sensible too?
No, it's a great idea. I mean, and the older pets may have other medical issues you have to take into account. So, you know, if you have an older pet that has something like, you know, heart disease or some other respiratory problem, it's not something, you know, you don't want to over-exercise them. You want to do what's, you know, appropriate for that pet. And things like, you know, a little tug of war or even just a short walk might be appropriate for your pet.
And it wouldn't do so bad for the human either.
Exactly.
Hint, hint, nudge, nudge. And we've been joined this morning by emergency medicine veterinarian with Blue Pearl Veterinary Partners, Dr. David Wohlstatter. On the web, it's bluepearlvet.com. Doctor, thanks for the common sense tips to make sure our pets are staying healthy and in the same time make us a little healthier, too. Thanks for being here this morning.
Thank you.